Blog Talk Radio.
It's a song we learned in Zimbabwe. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you.
This is Pastor Kim from Vision of Hope Ministries in Charlotte, North Carolina, located at 5105 Reagan Drive, Suite 105 in Charlotte. I'm so glad to have you on the line tonight. We thank God for you. And I say it all the time, you know that is one of my favorite songs, if not my favorite song. You are Alpha and Omega. And it's just a wonderful worship song. I don't care where I am or what I'm doing. It puts me in the place of worship. This month, the month of November, we're talking about trust. And last week we were talking about not putting your trust in man, but definitely putting your trust in God. So We're going to be talking about that a little bit tonight, but at the same time, we want to have prayer. So we're going to begin to have prayer in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for your love, your mercy, your kindness, and your grace. We ask you to be in the midst of us even on this evening. We thank you for how you are blessing us, and we thank you for how you're keeping us, God. We thank you for how you're just continually shining your love, your mercy, and your grace upon us. We ask you to be with us in the midst of this Bible study, Lord. We ask you to open up our hearts and our minds to receive your word. We ask you to bless those who are on the line, Lord, those who are listening, Lord. Open up their ears and eyes. Continue to bless them. Continue to bless their families, Father, in the name of Jesus. We just ask you to continue to bless us, Lord. We ask you to just continue to shine upon us. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. So we're coming from the book of Romans, the 12th chapter. The book of Romans, the 12th chapter, beginning at the 9th verse. The book of Romans, the 12th chapter, beginning at the 9th verse. And it begins by saying, let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceit. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. I know that was a lot. We started at the 9th verse, and we went all the way to the 21st verse. And we're talking about trust tonight. So what I want to focus on is trusting in God's word. We say we trust God, but in trusting him, we have to trust in his word. And this is a good place to start. This is a good place to start in God's word. It's a good place. We're rejoicing in hope. We're patient in tribulation. We're continuing instant in prayer. Oh, let's see. And we're distributing to the necessity of the saints, and we're given to hospitality. And we're blessing them which persecute us. We don't want to curse them that may persecute us. So I'm trying to say that these are some hard scenarios. Some difficult things. So we have to begin to trust God in these things. We have to begin to trust God in these things. And verse 18 says, if it be possible, as much as lieth within you, as much as you can, live peaceably with all men. And this is the one part that I wanted to try to focus on. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. So that's where we have to focus. We have to stay focused and know that vengeance belongs to God. And so I just want us to really try to just trust God and trust his word and lean and depend upon his word tonight. That's what I would like us to do. Trust God, depend on his word, trust in his word, because that shows how much we trust him, is how much we can trust his word. And let me see. I was see if I had a couple of other scriptures on trust. If you just give me 1 second. Mark 11:24 says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye shall, that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. So again, that's how we trust God. When we ask him for things, we have to believe that we're going to receive them. And once we believe that we're going to receive them, we will have them. Psalms, the 40th chapter says, blessed, beginning at the 4th verse, blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. So again, we have to trust God. No matter how much man may be boasting or bragging, we have to put our trust in the Lord. The last one I'm going to give you is Proverbs, the 3rd chapter. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. And let me see. That whole proverb is a good one on trust. So again, I just wanted to highlight just a few things on how we can trust in God. We can trust in him through his word. Through his word. In other words, once he says something, we can lean on his word and depend on it and know that it is true. If anybody has any questions or comments, I'll let you in at this time. You can press 1 if you have a question or comment, and I'll let you in at this time. If not, we're going to thank God for his word, thank God for trusting, being able to trust in him and being able to trust his word. I encourage you to continue to read Romans, the 12th chapter, especially sometimes it's hard to trust when things are not going on good in your life or it seems like people are doing you wrong and you want to retaliate. So you want to be able to lean on this portion of scripture and really trust God that he has your back, he has you covered, and he's going to work everything out in your favor. And so we thank God for his goodness. Father, we thank you for this word on tonight. We thank you for having the ability to be able to trust you. And we ask you to help us to be able to continue to trust you even the more. We're going to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. I want to thank God for you, those of you who are listening. Ask you to continue to pray for Vision of Hope. Pray for Pastor Kim and my family, and I'm praying for you. God bless.